Larry Hogan's first budget was widely seen as a placeholder. He had no time to fashion the sort of full-on downsizing he had promised during his campaign. Then he watched, approvingly it seemed, as the House restored most of the cuts he had proposed, primarily in state aid to public schools and to a small wage increase promised to state employees by the previous administration. He sent his budget secretary, former Senator David Brinkley, to congratulate Appropriations Committee Chair Maggie McIntosh on a budget that included money cut by the governor. Bobbing and weaving in tight quarters, she moved money around adroitly so that the education funds were restored and the modest wage increase could also be restored. But now, the governor seems to be saying, "I really didn't mean it." His congratulations, that is. He wants the cuts back in the budget, and he wants the 2% state employee money back as well. The earlier congratulations were no longer operative to recycle a Nixon administration term. To be fair, he said he'd be coming back in search of room for a tax break or two. The Assembly believes it has, quote, fenced in, unquote, the money it restored, saving it from another trip to the cutting board. The governor seems to be prepared to challenge that idea. He's also said he's ready to keep the Assembly in session for another 10 days after Monday's scheduled closing day to get the budget bill passed. So one thing hasn't changed since the Assembly convened in January. We still don't know how the mostly Democratic lawmakers and the GOP governor will get along.